This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim, and we continue in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua, Siman Lamed Beis, Sif Gimel. We just read in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Ches, the Mishnah Berurah concluded, D'yoy Einoy Ein Tzarech Lasos Lishma. You do not have to make ink Lishma. Now that's a very important and interesting halacha, that even though ink does not need to be made Lishma, the Shevet HaLevi, the Dershu quotes in Chelek Tesim and Reish Tesvav, says, Min HaZehirus LaHadar Acher D'yoy Shenas Lishma. It is considered proper to try to get ink that in fact was made Lishma. Also in the Sefer Mikdash Ma'at, that according to the Baal HaAmar, you should try to make it Lishma. Now what about ink in your pen? I have a great idea. I always wanted to be a cipher. I have a lot of good pens. So, if I don't need Lishma, what do I need? You know, it definitely has a nice effect, that little bowl of the ink with the feather. But who needs that, you know? It's going to spill everywhere. I mean, the moment your kid's going to get to the office, they're going to start finger painting with the ink. So just use a regular pen. So, the Shal Tshuva's Har Tzvi, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, who's just his yard site, he says, usually the ink is not mamish black. Yeah, that's hard to hear. I think the ink is pretty black. Maybe in Eretz Yisrael, it's not so well. I think it's pretty black. And you shouldn't use it for stam. The Mishnas HaSoifer, he says, you shouldn't use it because it's not black. And it's not made from wood. I don't think our ink is made from wood either. And it's Mu'urav in it, a davar tameh. I don't think they put in any natural ingredients in our ink. Anyway, and many times it doesn't last, and the color changes, and l'charchila should be made with cooking, and they don't cook it. Yeah, they probably do cook it, by the way. They probably do heat it up. How else do they get into that? But okay. Now, what about what he calls a rafidograph? I don't know what that is. It's probably a ballpoint pen. With a metal tip. So the Shevet HaLevi says, aside from the ink not made Lishma, you shouldn't use a pen that has iron, like it says in the Sefer Bivnei Yoina, and the Keses, but the Keses HaSoifer, by the way, the Keses HaSoifer is written by Reb Shlomo Gansfried, the Baal Kutzer Shulchan Aruch. He says there's no problem with using a pen of Barzel, but the issue is it could pierce the cloth. And the Aruch HaShulchan says you shouldn't use Barzel like a Mizbeach, that the Torah is Ma'areches Yom, and Barzel is Mekatzer. And the Chachila in Lashanis Me'aminag Lichtoiv Benoitza. It's like, you know, the feather for Bedikas Chametz. What is a bit of feather? Did you ever clean Chametz with a feather? It's just, you know, for a 4-year-old kid to start off, he has a feather and a spoon. I mean, that's a convenient way to clean. But that's, we try to do things in the traditional way. Interesting. Okay. What about, I don't know. I'm not a cipher. I don't know what kind of ink they use. I assume that it is made Lishma. I'm assuming that nowadays the ink, you know, in my tefillin bag, you know, my magic marker, it has all kinds of hechsherim over there. You know, it's definitely Maya has a Badatz Hechsher. I'm sure it was made Lishma. Now, what about ink? Ink that's made L'shem K'sivastam, the Be'er Halacha says in Siman Mem Beis, that you should not use it L'divrei Chol. In other words, your kid says, sign my homework. So you say, take out the big feather and don't use it for Stam, because it was Huzman L'Kedusha. That's hard to say. So what if it's Huzman LeKedusha? We know Hazmana Lab Milsa. So he was also used for Kedusha. So something that was designated to write a Sefer Torah, you shouldn't write Divrei Chol. Lemaisa, the Be'er Halacha is Masupik. Whether it's Taka Pram, he says if you want to be able to use it, you should make it tonight. Okay, next. The Mechaber continues. Kasav afilu ois achas b'shar minei tzevayim. If you wrote even one letter with other colors, oi bezahav, or with gold, hare elu pesulen. The Sefer Torah, the Tefillin, the Mezuzah pasul. says Mishabro Isachas Lav Dafidu Adim Mixas Lays in Parvanos Kugan Kutzer Shoyot. But Sharmine Tzavanim Sheinim Shachar that are not black Kugain Ha'adim. That like say red Vayorak Kugin Vayotzebehem. Fine. Im Zarak Afroy Zav Al Ha'oisiyos. Let's say you wanted to sprinkle in gold dust. You know, you figured that would really add a nice touch to have gold in the Sefer Torah. So what do you do? Mavir hazav, remove the gold, v'yishar k'sav ha-tachdain, if the bottom writing remains, v'kasher it's kasher. Avlem zarak hazav al-ois, me'az karois, ein loy takana. But if you sprinkled gold on one of God's names, there's no way to remedy it. Why? L'fisha asar l'havir hazav, you can remove the gold, to have a k'moy chekes Hashem. It's like erasing Hashem's name. So I said, what do you mean? How is it like erasing? Well, how is it like erasing? Not erasing the name. The name's still there. The Be'er Halacha says, Avamoichik mamish lehavi. It's not mamish erasing. Dinishar k'sav atachton, but it's kimoichik. Kimoichik. Okay, I'll tell you a nice word for Chanukah. I don't think I ever saw it inside in the Gra, but they ascribe to the Gra. You know, we say in Bamem Adlikin, kichos al aner, kichos al hashemen. What do you mean kichos? Chos! The guy's having pity on the guy's putting out the fire because he wants to save the oil or he wants to save the wax. What do you mean, kichas? So the Gra says that people think they're going to cut corners in halacha to save money. They're actually saving money. They're not actually saving money. It's nigzar min hashamayim, how much money you're supposed to make. So you think you're saving a few cents by putting it out and getting involved in halachic shaila. You're not actually having mercy on the oil or the shemen. It's as if you are, but you're not actually, because you can't save anything. It's coming off your cheshbon. You're going to save it here, or you'll lose it somewhere else. I saw in the Sefer Imre Baruch, or Baruch Simon, this is Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan. He's a friend of mine, and I think he quotes the Gra. I don't think I ever saw it inside. Anyway, not like the, okay, one second. It's masha, even if you sprinkled gold without having in mind that it should have kedusha of Hashem's name, it would be aser to erase, not like the shach in Yoradea. Fine. It says the Mishnah Berurah of Kadmon Aleph, Maver has removed the gold, V'yafa gav the chol zman she'in maver pasul. Even though, so long as you don't remove it, it's pasul. The ksav ha'olyan mevat, the ksav ha'tachtoin. Because the ksav ha'oyoin is mevatel the ksav ha'tachdoin. So now, if you're going to scrape it off, it's going to be shaloi kesidron. So how could the mechaber say just scrape off the gold? But I already proceeded in writing further. So says the mishmeru loy mikriya yidei ha'avara ksiva shaloi kesidron. That's not called writing out of order. Kivan she'in koisev ki'im ma'aver. You're not actually writing. You're just removing a layer. V'nishra ksav ha'tachdoin memela. That's not an issue of Shalai Kisidran. Okay, we hold it here. Next time we convene Monday. Okay? We're going to convene Monday. And then we'll be off for 4 days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Monday. And we'll still be on schedule because we are 4 days ahead. Okay? Have a great day. Baruch HaVatzlacha. Afreil Chen Chanukah. Afreil Agot in Chodesh. Agot in Shabbos. Kol Tov, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.